Mahakali is of another nature. Not wideness, but height. Not wisdom, but force and strength are her peculiar power. There is in her an overwhelming intensity, a mighty passion of force to achieve, a divine violence rushing to shatter every limit and obstacle. All her divinity leaps out in a splendor of tempestuous action. She is there for swiftness, for the immediately effective process, the rapid and direct stroke, the frontal assault that carries everything before it. Terrible is her face to the Asura. Dangerous and ruthless her mood against the haters of the divine. For she is a warrior of the worlds who never shrinks from the battle. Intolerant of imperfection, she deals roughly with all in man that is unwilling, and she is severe to all that is obstinately ignorant and obscure. Her wrath is immediate and dire against treachery and falsehood and malignity. Ill will is smitten at once by her scourge. Indifference, negligence, and sloth in the divine work she cannot bear, and she smites awake at once with sharp pain, if need be, the untimely slumberer and the loiterer. The impulses that are swift and straight and frank, the movements that are unreserved and absolute, the aspiration that mounts in flame as are the motion of Mahakali. Her spirit is tameless. Her vision and will are high and far-reaching, like the flight of an eagle. Her feet are rapid on the upward way, and her hands are outstretched to strike and to secure. For she too is the mother, and her love is as intense as her wrath. And she has a deep and passionate kindness. When she is allowed to intervene in her strength, then in one moment are broken like things without consistence, the obstacles that immobilize all the enemies that assail the seeker. If her anger is dreadful to the hostile, and the vehemence of her pressure painful to the weak and timid, she is loved and worshipped by the great, the strong, and the noble. For they feel that her blows beat what is rebellious in their material into strength and perfect truth, hammer straight what is wry and perverse, and expel what is impure or defective. But for her, what is done in a day might have taken centuries. Without her, Ananda might be wide and grave, or soft and sweet and beautiful, but would lose the flaming joy of its most absolute intensity. To knowledge, she gives the conquering might, brings to beauty and harmony a high and mounting movement, and imparts to the slow and difficult labor after perfection an impetus that multiplies the power and shortens the long way. Nothing can satisfy her that falls short of the supreme ecstasies, the highest heights, the noblest aims, the largest vistas. Therefore, with her is the victorious force of the divine, and it is by grace of her fire and passion and speed, if the great achievement can be done now rather than hereafter.